720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And great food town, great architecture town, great car town, great so many different things town. It also is a great place for the best culinary tour on this planet to be making its way towards Chicago coming up next Sunday on the 8th. There's going to be five chefs, five wineries, and five heritage breed pigs that are going to be battling for the Cochon 555 crown here in Chicago. And one of the participants, it's kind of a home game for him. He is the executive chef over at the Hilton Chicago. You know him. I think he's going to be representing Kitty O'Shea's this time, but he's been at some of their signature and flagship properties in Cancun and that great one out in San Francisco. It is the one and only Mario Garcia. Chef, welcome to WGN.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for having us. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being a great chef in the Chicagoland area and doing so much of what you're doing for Hilton. And thanks for participating in Cochon 555. We're excited about it. We've been, of course, listeners to the program know that we've been, you know, involved in a judge basically since it started. It is whenever you go around the country, when it comes to traveling, culinary events and tours, this is one of the big ones that you're involved in.
Totally agree. It is being one of those that I have followed throughout my career, and now I'm going to have the first opportunity to be one of the chefs participating in it. Very, very excited to be part of it, you know, working with a local farm, having the opportunity to get one of the heritage breed pigs, and working with a mangalista. Very excited.
Yeah, you got the mangalista. Oh, that's going to be great. Now, here's the thing, too, and for the listeners, the entire thing, it's a great event, and people enjoy it, and it's got not only great chefs and great food, a lot of creativity in there, certainly wines, spirits. It's a fun event. It's amazing to attend it, but it is for a higher purpose to raise the awareness for heritage breed pork, and you're going to be doing that as well. So you've been around, you've heard of the event, you've been a fan of it. Now you get to participate, but it's a home game. Do you have an advantage, you think, being right at one of your home hotels?
I like to believe so, but, you know, I'm participating with some great chefs. They are great colleagues. I know all of them, and it's one of those things, you know, you're just doing it, and it's so much fun. It's we focusing on the farms, we're focusing on the pigs, and, you know, thanks, Cochon. They just keep growing and growing, and it's a very exciting event for me.
Yeah, it is great, and we're going to be looking forward to it. We'll have some tickets for some listeners, I think, we'll give away a little bit later on in the week. So, Mario, you're one of the chefs. Also, Marianne Thomas-Grogan is going to be one of the chefs. Corey Morris, we know him for a long time. He's representing Baleo. Ryan Burns from the Blanchard, he's going to be one to watch for sure. Andres Padilla from Topola Bombo, one of Rick Bayless's signature and best places. And Chef Carlos Gaitan from Mexique. These are some top chefs. Now, it always is the kind of thing, you get the pig, you can do anything you want with it. There's a lot of creativity. Are you looking forward to doing that, kind of spreading your wings and doing something different?
I am. You know, in fact, I'm representing Kitty Shays, who's one of the restaurants in our hotel. And what I'm doing is I'm doing an Irish take, but bringing a lot of the influences from my own heritage. You know, born and raised in Mexico, understanding that I was a farmer. I grew up eating, obviously, a lot of pork. And I'm bringing some of those ingredients and combining with some of the local flair that I cook. And I think, you know, it's going to be fun for me to be able to express a lot of my ideas and with a lot of my heritage as well.
Now, you look at some of the flavors you're going to be bringing into it. I think that is going to be great. It said in the bio that you know, you like to garden, you like, you know, vegetables and that kind of stuff as well. But for a corporate hotel structure, I want you to give a big high sign to Bob Allegrini, who I know. So tell him hello for sure next time that you run into him. But are you thinking maybe some of the things that you're going to be doing here as one of the top chefs for Hilton, that you can maybe talk some of the other Hilton restaurants around the country into incorporating some of the heritage breed pork?
We like to work with farmers. So around the country with all the Hilton properties, there is a lot of programs for us to use when it comes to local farming. In fact, you know, even though we are a large hotel chain, I have a bunch of farms that I work here locally in the city of Chicago. I work with Windy City Farms. I work with Meat Clark Farms out of Michigan. A lot of local cheesemakers, what we call local from Wisconsin. I have a lot of influence from what the farm to table are. Obviously, being such a large hotel, it is very difficult for us to get everything from farms, but everything that we can utilize and influence and bring to the table, we'll do it. And that's why Cochon, you know, it's an event that for me just makes sense that I'm able to participate because it's something that I'm familiar to use working with farms. And in this, having the opportunity to do something with great ingredients such as pork, a heritage breed, it makes it even more exciting.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun having you involved. It's going to be great to have it. The event over there, Cochon555.com. That's Cochon, Cochon555.com. You can get some tickets, get out there and enjoy it. It's some great events. And I can't tell you, so certainly some chef selections, dishes, all those kind of things. You're going to have at least five dishes along with what it is that you're making with the pig and those other chefs as well, and bourbons and tequilas and certainly a lot of wine as well. So, and all for a great cause. So encourage people to get out there. And good luck to you, Chef, and let the listeners know we've been talking with Chef Mario Garcia, representing Kitty O'Shea. So we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for what you're doing. Good luck, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you very much, and looking forward to seeing you around.
All right, thanks, Chef. That's Chef Mario Garcia. See, it's tough. You know, you got to do so many in the food community, in the chef community. You want to be local, sustainable. You want to get your stuff from whether it's Green City Market or some of the other great markets or farms in the area. But when you know, it's a big property in a big, giant city, it's not always easy to do. So great to hear Chef getting a chance to go ahead and do that.